Hello, listeners. Here we are, back with episode 18 of Scallywag Show Tunes. Oh, I could work, Charlie. After the holidays, nose to the grindstone.
No. We weren't on holidays, Arthur. We was on a chimney sweep strike, remember? Yeah. We was on strike for 6 weeks, much like for trains.
Yeah, but nobody noticed our strike.
What was he striking for?
A raise.
Oh, that's right. From tuppence halfpenny to tuppence halfpenny and a farthing a day.
Oh, no, it was actually a week, Charlie. But still, they would not acquiesce to our demands.
Down with the posh toffer presents.
Take control of the means of our production.
Because it's hard work being a chimney sweep.
Yeah, here's an actual serious song about just how hard it is to work as a chimney sweep.
Sweep, chimney sweep, is the common cry I keep. If you can but rightly understand me. Sweep, chimney sweep, is the common cry I keep. If you can but rightly understand me. With my brush, broom and my rake, with my brush, broom and my rake, see what clean my work I make. With my
brought a tear to me eye, Charlie.
Yeah, and no happy chim-chimney there. No. Not a chim-chimney in sight. Yep. That was a serious chimbley sweep song by a group called Still I Span.
And speaking of no chim-chimneys, there are lots of other famous songs about hard-working cockneys out there.
Yeah, plenty of them. What about that one? Right, said Fred.
Oh, yeah,
here
right.
It is.
Yeah.
Let me play it for you.
All right. Charlie, hard-working cockneys are not sexy and they do not take turns on a catwalk.
Yeah, actually, I don't think I meant to play that song by that band, Right, Said Fred. This next song by Bernard Cribbins is the Right, Said Fred song, Arthur.
Ha.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as you go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right said Fred, give a shout for Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feed off to get them feed off. Wouldn't take a mow. Took its feed off, even took the seed off. Should've got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea. And we said, righto. To take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. And their twinges, taking off the hinges, and it got us nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea, and right said Fred, have to take the wall down, that their wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea, and Charlie had a think, and he said, look Fred, I've got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the blighter through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. What's the trouble? Up a ton of rumble, landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is, he's too hasty. I mean, you'll never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
And we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea.
Oh, remember when we was getting nowhere and had a cup of tea?
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't keep on going, though. We just had the rest of the day off, remember?
Oh, yeah. They're working too hard. It's more than their job's worth.
Yeah.
Listen to this song by Jeremy Taylor.
I was just an ordinary Englishman till I got me uniform and hat. And ever since that hour, I exercise me power, preventing you from doing this and that. You'll find me on the turnstiles at the zoo, or outside the Roxy marshalling a queue. And if you turn up late when I'm on the gate, it's no good asking me to let you through. I'll just say, job's worth, job's worth, it's more than my job's worth. I don't care, rain or snow, whatever you want, the answer's no. I can keep you standing for hours in the queue. And if you don't like it, you know what you can do. When you're trying to see what the butler saw, I'm the one who says, come on, move on. And if you want to stay, you'll have to bleed in pay, and even then you can't stay long. You may be almost dropping dead from thirst, or waiting for the toilet fit to burst. But I've got the key, and you won't get that from me until I've had me little grumble first. Yes, job's worth, job's worth, it's more than my job's worth. I don't care, rain or snow, whatever you want, the answer's no. I can keep you standing for hours in the queue, and if you don't like it, you know what you can do.
Hang on, there ain't no jobs like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So what are us hardworking cockney types going to do in the future, Arthur, with our jobs being taken over by AI, etc.?
Don't you mean AI?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, that stands for astronomical intelligence, doesn't it?
Gastronomical intelligence? Oh. Yeah, well, the stomach does have a brain, I've
heard. I didn't say gastronomical, I said astronomical. Or maybe that was aeronautical.
Oh, maybe it is aeronautical intelligence, especially when it flies through that big heavy cloud above us all, full of precipitational data.
I think you might mean the eye cloud there, Charlie.
Or the nose cloud.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because it knows everything.
Yeah.
Hey, what books you been reading? I didn't even know you were illiterate like that.
Are you kidding? Alliteration's my favourite thing, Arthur. Astrological, aphrodisiacal, allegorical, archaeological, analytical, anaphylactical.
Oh, is she? Anaphylactical.
Oh, she's nuts. Anyway, ecclesiastical.
Oh, no, I don't think ecclesiastical's got nothing to do with intelligence. Oh. Full stop. Hey, but what about astronautical intelligence, eh?
What, like spacemen?
Yeah.
So you're saying that in the future, unemployed cognitives, what, could become Astronauty spacemen?
Yeah. In the future, there will be naughty Cockney spacemen, I've heard. There's even going to be a Cockney Star Trek.
No.
Yeah. Have a listen to this.
Stardate 508.395. The moment the crew of the Millennium Enterprise have dreaded is upon them. Their most feared enemy, the Klingons, have begun an invasion of the Federation, and this time, there may be no stopping them.
All right, boys, listen up. Word is it's kicking off big time. We're going to have a tear-up with the Klingons.
Klingons? They're naughty.
They are proper naughty, Jim.
Yeah, I know, they're proper naughty, moody geezers. But don't worry, right? I sent Bones down there, early bells, have a bit of a nose around. He's keeping his mincers peeled in case it comes on top. Bones, you there, son?
Yeah, I'm here, Jim. Here, there's the family.
Yeah, sweet as a nut as it goes, son. What's the script?
To be fair, ain't a lot happening as it goes.
What, no Klingons?
No.
No Klingons? You're having a Turkish, son?
No, mate.
You ain't mugging us off here, are you, Bones?
Nah. Straight up. I ain't popped a single Klingon boat.
I don't believe this. This is a liberty. They mugged us off, ain't they? We've been mugged off by the Klingons.
Mugs. They've mugged us right off. Are you going to have that, Jim?
What do you think? Do you think I'm going to have that? Do you think I'm going to have that off them mugs? Bones, get yourself back up here, son. I tell you what, this is going to get proper naughty.
See, we was right about the naughty spacemen. Proper naughty they were.
Oh, I can just see you up there amongst the stars as a naughty spaceman, Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, I reckon this whole episode is a demonstration of eclectical intelligence that can only be exhibited by a Cockney mastermind chimney sweeps such as yourself and I.
That was a mouthful, Arthur. But you're right. No AI could ever come up with our song list. And speaking of whole episodes, Arthur, I think we're at the end of ours.
Oh, I think we are, Charlie. And we would like to remind listeners that no naughty spacemen.
Or catwalk models.
Or artificial intelligence.
Oh, artificial.
That was it.
That's the word.
Yes. Or posh toffs.
Or oppressors were hurt in the making of this episode.
Well, we would quite like it if
they were hurt.
Oh, accidentally, of
That's
course.
That's right.
And in case you had forgotten, we are Arthur
and Charlie
Chimbley, Esquire, at your service. And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
Artificial. But if
it's artificial intelligence, it won't last long. That's right. Bring back real intelligence, I say.
Yeah, analogical, archaeological, agricultural, anthropological.
Anthropomorphical.
What? What's that?
That's when you think your cat is smart.
Oh, yeah, that's real intelligence, Arthur.